Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Reality Patreon. My daughter Chloe and I are going to recap Love Island, and we're starting with season three. We're starting with that season because we were already watching it anyways. So this is just like the little kickoff episode. We're not editing this at all. It's just going to be us chatting, and the other episodes will be much longer. This is just to introduce us to our players and the concept of Love Island, which takes place in the UK. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Mom.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So glad to have you back on. I changed my podcast.
I heard.
I changed it to My Reality.
Well.
Do you know why?
No.
You don't know why?
Because it's your reality.
So all I do is watch reality TV. Yes. True crime sometimes.
Agreed.
Yeah. So Chloe introduced me to Love Island, which takes place in the UK. There is not, as of right now, a Love Island US, unless you count Bachelor in Paradise, which isn't really similar, but you don't know these people. They come on out of nowhere.
I feel like it's not even close to similar.
No, this one is hella trashy. Like
is there money involved in Bachelor in Paradise?
No, it's just the concept of finding love on an island.
So this is just they're playing a game, really.
Yeah. It's a game. They win. They can win money.
It's literally my favorite show ever. It's so good and just like trash TV.
Oh my gosh. Talk about. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get like, oh, okay, and now I love it.
So basically, the concept of the show is 10 people come into this villa. I don't know where the villa is. I know it's on a beach somewhere, but they don't go on the beach ever.
Yeah, they don't ever go on the beach. They're just out by the pool the whole time.
It's like a pool and then like a big house. And then there's beds all in one room.
Oh my gosh, y'all. The beds. The beds. They all have to sleep in the same room and not even bunk beds. They all have to couple up and sleep on a bed with a stranger, basically, the first few nights.
There's 10 beds. As soon as you come into the villa, you meet everybody, and then immediately you're coupling up. And it's either the guys picking the girls or the girls picking the guys. It's so good.
It's amazing. Like, to kick it off, they bring these girls usually are just standing out in their like bikinis and high heeled shoes. And one by one, they bring the men in. And the girls have to step forward if they fancy him. But even so, he gets to pick whoever. It doesn't matter. He picks a girl. She says yes or no. Then they're coupled right from the beginning. Then a new guy comes in, stands before them again. The hostess asks them to step forward if they like this guy. Even if she's already got a guy, she can still step forward and switch out. Which is, first of all, I love this show. Second of all, it's the meanest show I've ever seen in my life. I would never go on this show specifically for how mean it is. They are all jumping from couple to couple. They really are judging you hardcore on your looks. Yeah, the girls are constantly in bikinis and high heels and makeup every single day.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
What else from the beginning? So they all couple up. Sometimes there's a sub, like if he didn't get picked by anybody, which is really sad. He has to go sit on these chairs and then whoever's left.
In some seasons, the guys...
the guys pick first in some seasons? Oh, so I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, like the first season, one of the guys stepped forward for like four girls. And so four girls were on the sub bench and they didn't bring anybody else in.
That's so mean.
Season three, they brought an extra guy in. So they had all 10 of them. And then one extra guy brought in. Or was it? Oh, no, they brought Jess in. Jessica.
Yeah.
They brought her in.
To throw it off.
Yeah, to throw off the...
Okay, so the whole point of the game is, I guess, maybe to find love, but then also to win this money at the end. So they have to stay in a couple. When it comes to the nights for the recoupling, which sounds like some kind of thing in the future that people are going to do. Like, we're recoupling you. What is it called?
know what
dystopia. So it sounds like a dystopian novel. Like it sounds like a dystopian term, recoupling. They have a recoupling night and it's either the guys or the girls mm-hmm. choosing. And then whoever's left over has to go home. But they're constantly bringing in
right.
new people at any given time.
But the second season, now they've done a lot of trial mm-hmm. and error.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll be voting. Obviously, this isn't live. We watch it on Hulu.
Right.
But like they'll be voting. Like you could publicly, I guess in the UK, they have a public vote. You can vote two people off. Sometimes
that's
they
right.
Vote
I forgot about
in.
The voting. Yeah.
Sometimes they just kick one person off. Aww. Sometimes people just leave. That's happened before. Sometimes people just literally leave.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. There's not really any rules. They show everything because it's UK TV. They don't
oh my
censor
gosh, there's
anything.
No censoring, y'all. If they're getting busy in a bed, it's like
on. The whole thing is
holy
on.
Cow. And before you think I'm talking about this, if you don't know Chloe, she is an adult now. So she can't. I'm not talking about the stuff with my young teenage daughter, just
no.
in case you're wondering.
just in
case.
High school.
She's like ready to have her cosmetology license and go off into the world.
I'm
so,
not a child.
Yeah, she's not a tiny. I wouldn't talk about this with my tiny.
But yeah.
However, it is very, very, they could, yeah, you see everything
vulgar.
That's happening. You can hear everything that's happening. It's very uncomfortable. I can't imagine if you were coupled with somebody and then you have to both go with another person because they picked them or vice versa.
It
and
happens.
Then you're in bed with another person.
It happens.
It's so awkward. That would be the name I would give this is Awkward Island because it's so awkward. It's awkward, and what is the other thing we were talking about? How gross it was?
Yeah.
How dirty?
Okay, well, we're weird about beds and, like, showering and, like, sanitization. no shoes in bed.
Oh, my God. They all wear their flops in the bed.
I think that's a normal thing.
Okay, like, that's probably just us.
No. It's normal for people not to have their
oh,
shoes
okay.
In
thank
bed.
God. Because I was going to be like, no, that's not normal.
No.
Do not have your shoes in my bed. Plus, also, I don't want like 10 different people laying on my bed.
I don't want anybody touching my bed. And if they do, like when I have people, I don't have people over. But when I do, I don't like them to sit on my bed because my bed is like
a sanctuary. It's like my clean, safe space. I don't want you laying
my
on
room,
it,
really,
putting your shoes on it.
Like my bathroom, I don't like people taking showers in my shower.
Yeah.
I don't think, how am I supposed to get married?
I don't know how you're supposed to get married.
I'm not.
You're not, sorry.
Yeah, sorry to the guy I'm dating.
Yeah, I apologize in the future to Chloe's husband because it's going to be weird. You're going to have to, it's same with dad though. He has to deal with a lot of my OCD stuff, which I have a lot.
It's going to be worse.
What? You think you'll be worse?
I'm going to get a separate shower.
You could, though. I've always thought in a marriage, a separate bathroom for man and woman is a nice thing to have.
Okay,
now, we have never been able to do that, but I like it.
If I ended up getting, like, an apartment, why couldn't he shower in the guest bathroom?
I will also say, once you've been married a while, separate rooms would be fun.
That'd be great.
I want my own room. I tell Dad all the time. All the time. I just want my own space for a minute.
It's a pretty good,
just kidding.
Healthy and fun
just not
time.
Kidding, though. I really do. But, So
well, you
okay.
and Dad have also been together for...
We've been together for 18 years. So I deserve my own room right now. All right. So we're doing season 3 for y'all.
I highly suggest you go back and watch season 1 and season 2.
Yeah, but we're going to do those too. We're going to start over. We just started with this because we were already watching the season.
Yeah.
We came up with the idea to do this for Patreon because we thought it'd be so fun. So the one we're covering is 3. On the first day... And we're not going to go all the way through it. We're going to go back and start like episode 1, 2, 3. This is just the general idea so you know where we're going. So season 3 so far, in these first few episodes, we have Marcel, who became the sub like I was talking about. He's solo and it's really sad. He's
so
cute.
Tall and cute.
Olivia, Kem is a guy. Kem spelled K-E-M.
He's very short.
Very short. Sam also very short and a baby face.
Not that short.
Yeah, he is.
No,
he really is.
Because he looks like he's short, and then he stood next to that tall girl, Chloe, and he was taller than her.
That's weird. Okay. I don't know. I can't get a handle on their heights. Amber, Camilla, Montana, Chloe, Dom, Jessica, Harley. I think that is all for at first. Yeah. So when they first come in, you know, all the girls had to pick a guy, and then they had Marcel as the sub, and they've already recoupled a couple of times so far, but we'll get into that in the next one. But Chloe, what are some of the words that we need to know the definition of? The definitions are going to be important, because when I first started listening to them talk, I have no clue what they're talking about at all. And oftentimes their accents, it sounds like they're talking with water in their mouth. It just, that's the way they sound. And it's, you have to listen really closely. Eventually you just get used to it and understand especially it, but it's hard.
The girls from Essex, which the first season, there was a, what was her name? Hannah. There's a girl named Hannah, and she just, you didn't, I never understood what she was talking about. But, fancy, if you fancy someone, you like them, like emotionally and physically.
Yes.
Fit. If I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so
so fit. Don't do the accent.
That's like, oh, he's like hot. Like no emotional connection, I guess.
Yeah.
And if, hey, if you guys are from the UK and you think I'm like messing this up and I don't know what I'm
talking
about,
let us know. Listen, email us right away if we're not using any of these words correctly, because we don't know. We're trying to get the definitions from the context they're used in.
Right.
So our email is myrealitypod@gmail.com. Feel free to school us on the proper
school
usage.
Me.
We are fine.
Okay, but anyways, mug, like if you're mugging someone off, you're like screwing them over, or like make it, if you make someone look like a mug, you're making them look dumb.
Okay.
If you pie somebody off, which I've heard from some people on the show, it's a northern thing.
Yeah.
There. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But that's also like screwing somebody over, like denying them, like rejecting them.
Mug someone. So then I heard them say palm someone off, like a palm, P-A-L-M, same thing.
That's the same thing.
Palm somebody off.
I'm really not sure.
Just like. My favorite is crack on with somebody.
On. That's like, okay, if you have good crack, they use it in a lot of different ways. So crack and banter are kind of the same thing. It's like, oh, we have good crack, we have good banter.
Good jokes. Bringing the fun is another thing for crack.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, are you going to bring the crack to the party? And she said, yeah, I'm going to bring all the crack. I was like, wait, what now?
Yes, all the crack. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, go crack on with her, mm-hmm. like go crack on with him, like I don't care, like go hang out with them and like get along with them, basically.
Right.
They also use swimmingly a lot.
Yeah.
Which is just going well, like if it's going swimmingly.
They said something about loving all the bits. I didn't know what the bits means. I'm going to have to look that one up. That was this past episode we watched. So a lot of stuff you have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do, the concept is amazing. It's so good. I'm addicted to it. I'm also watching season two at the same time. So season three, I'm watching with Chloe. Season two, I'm just watching in the background on my own. And I love it.
It's so good.
It is so good. It's so mean. Like, they're just, it's so mean sometimes.
Yeah.
The concept is mean, but yet they all seem to really care about each other
by
the second or third
other.
Episode in.
Like, I mean, I can imagine living with someone.
Yeah.
But they, like, love each other. Like, cry
they're there for
leaves.
A good while.
Yeah, they're really close. And that's, like, the only people they have to talk to. So they get really close really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it sometimes it's really uncomfortable. Like, last season, this guy came for, like, 2 days. And, like, just was, like, so good friends with, like, all the guys. But he didn't like any of the girls, so people voted him off. And all the guys, like, bawled their eyes out when he was leaving.
It is.
It was so sad.
They love each other. It's funny. And what's funny is, at first, I was like, I hate every one of these people. Mm-mm. Just meeting them, I was like, they look like idiots.
Yeah.
But they're not, and you get to love them, and it's really funny.
Yeah. I've had, when season one ended, I cried because I've formed such an emotional connection with, like, some of those couples.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop. I need to get my... Assertion.
Do you follow... See, I haven't followed any on...
I followed all of them on Instagram.
On Instagram? Okay. I'm going to go find some of my favorites on Instagram. And
none
I want to...
None of them
like,
are still together.
None? I thought there was one you showed me the other day. You said these guys are still together. Dark hair, long hair girl.
No, nobody's still together.
Okay, so it's all about the money.
Nobody lasts outside of the show, at least like a couple months.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's funny. It's like The Bachelor. Hardly anybody lasts.
I mean, it's just for publicity and stuff. Mm-hmm. Kicking out, I'd do it.
Chloe would do this and her dad would die a million deaths because the way that they are on the show, they don't like, you don't see necessarily, but you can tell what's going on and they have the sound effects and it's kind of icky.
Sometimes you can see.
Sometimes. I mean, they have a cover on. It's not like you're watching porn.
But it's like, they'll do it like out in the open. Oh my God. They all share one room, so like
yeah, the room thing is okay. First of all, Chloe can attest to my high maintenance sleeping style. I have to have my fan blowing on me, like my big box fan has to be blowing on me, and I have a heated blanket no matter the time of year that I keep on like a low setting, and then I have my weighted blanket that helps me go to sleep, and I read every night for like 20 minutes. So I would never be able to make it in this house. It's my worst nightmare, not being able to have my fan. I can't have my stuff to sleep. I have to sleep with a stranger beside me in a dirty bed.
It just doesn't seem like your scene.
It would never be my scene. And it never would have been my scene. I've always been a high maintenance sleeper.
If it wasn't for so long, like it's literally for 2 months.
It's a long time to be there, to walk away from a job or whatever you have going on. And be in seclusion. They can have their phones there, but they can, Chloe told me they can only text each other. They can also receive texts from the show giving them updates like, hey, two guys are coming in. Or hey, girls. You two get to go on a date.
Or like a challenge. Like they'll have games and stuff.
They have funny challenges too. Do. Some are funny. Some are absolutely disgusting.
Oh my gosh. They don't have any problem with it either. None of the girls are like, oh, I don't want to share that. They're just like.
Mm-mm, they don't care.
This is
it.
How many people I've slept with like. Let me
here
just
you go.
Tell you everything about me.
Oh my God, so funny. Okay, so hopefully we'll record another one in the next day or two. Maybe we'll do like the first 2 episodes to get it going. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to put this out there as a kickoff to the new Patreon. And we're excited that you are with us. As always, follow me on social media, on Instagram at MyRealityPod and on Twitter at PodMyReality. Our email is MyRealityPod@gmail.com so you can email us and tell us everything that we're doing and saying wrong. All right. Bye, y'all.